From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. In Plover, a unique learning space is inviting families and curious minds to explore the journey from seed to supper plate. The Food and Farm Exploration Center blends hands-on exhibits, demonstrations, and community events to help people understand the science, the innovation, and the people behind modern food production. Joining me today is Food and Farm Exploration Center Executive Director Alexandria Barron. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
The Food and Farm Exploration Center focuses on helping people understand where their food comes from. How do you define that mission in practice?
It's really an interesting concept when you think about it, because trying to get people to understand why it's important they should care about where their food comes from is a pretty big task. And so when we opened our doors in December of 2023, we were very purposeful on the ways that we do that. So we have 60 interactive exhibits in our space. And so most people think of us as a children's museum, but that is really just the tip of the iceberg. Our exhibits were designed purposefully that they could teach people from ages 2 all the way through 102. They're designed for you to come back multiple times to continue to learn about food production. And so really that's the entry point, I would say. It gets people curious about food production, and it goes through all of the stages from planting to transportation to storage to production, recipes, and then, you know, to your table. And so it's really just a unique way to have people exposed to the food product or the food process and why they should be connected to it. We've also done a really great job at meeting people where they are and where they want to learn about the food production process. So we also host community cooking classes where people can learn to prepare food in different ways. And it's a fun environment. And then we are also able to sneak in some really fun facts about production agriculture there. And that's been really cool because we've almost have like a bit of a cult following with our Spud of the Month classes. And so people are really loving the learning how to cook food in different ways and understanding where their food comes from.
Why do people tend to learn differently when they can touch
Yeah.
and feel experiences rather than
Yeah,
just read about it and see it?
Yeah, love that question. So some of my favorite programs, I mean, all the program that we do is amazing, but some of, I think, the most real life and my favorite programs are in the summer. So in our back space, we have 4 1.3-acre demonstration plots where we actually grow some of our focus crops every summer. And then we invite the general public in to harvest those crops. People are digging their hands in the dirt and they're pulling potatoes up from the vine, and the amount of times that we hear, "I didn't know potatoes grew underground," or "I've never picked a cucumber off a vine," or, you know, moms are saying, "I've tried to get my kids to eat peas for 5 years and they won't touch them, and now I can't get them out of the pea field." I think it's just a very inviting and unique and welcoming way to connect people to food, real food, you know, that some people, I would say most people now, are really disconnected from family farms. And so they see food close to the final stages in the grocery store. And they never really take time to think beyond like what got that food to the grocery store. Making that like very early connection for people about food comes from a field and it's fresh and you can prepare it in different ways, I think it's just a really wholesome type of experience for people.
Food systems are often in the news. We're talking about prices at the grocery store, conversations about climate and land use. How does the center help put those issues into context?
You know, the easy thing today is to blame somebody for the price at the grocery store. And often the person that gets that blame is the farmer, right? Like they're driving the prices up. But what we're able to do is connect, make those connections and remind people that farmers are people just like them. And they are working their hardest to keep the cost of food down. But it's really just a way to kind of break that fourth wall of, you know, that look behind the scenes of, oh my gosh, like I didn't realize so much went into food production. You know, the planting, the harvesting, the watering, the transportation, the storage, there's so much more involvement in getting food to the grocery store than most people seem to realize, myself included, until I started working at Food and Farm. I never once thought about, oh, I wonder how this potato got in the bag that I'm buying from the grocery store, you know? And I think it's such a cool thing that I get to be a part of telling that story about who is behind the potato that they're buying from the grocery stores. Yeah, I think it's really just humanizing it and, you know, again, reconnecting people with that people are growing their food. It's not just happening without all that work.
What role do school visits and youth programming play in shaping this agricultural understanding?
Our center is typically Tuesday through Friday buzzing with students on field trips. Last year, or 2025, we hosted nearly 200 field trips and served about 8,500 students. It's just so exciting to see them getting off the bus. They are, you know, buzzing those kindergarten through high school through college age kids. We start with a practice that, you know, teaches them about production agriculture depending on their level of learning. And then to see the kids and the students and the parent chaperones be involved in our exhibits in the back, it's, you know, it's like, okay, we're doing it, you know, like it's working on the story that we're trying to tell. And the people, every student that comes gets a coupon to come back with their parents so they can teach their parents what they've learned that day. And it's so fun to hear those conversations as you're walking through the exhibit space, like, Mom, this is what I did on my field trip, or Dad, you know, this is how the water cycle works. And it's just really exciting. And every time every student comes in, a big part of our mission too is talking to them about workforce in agriculture. And so it's really exciting to start making those connections with people that agriculture isn't, you know, that stereotypical dirty farming job anymore. So we need such a wide variety of workforce. And so that's a big, huge part of our mission as well, is really starting to bolster up that workforce.
Food and Farm Exploration Center. It's in Plover. We've been speaking with Executive Director Alexandria Barron. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.